Hello there, this is Bane. When I'm not out on the streets of Gotham hunting the Batman, I find myself listening to Part-Time Fanboy on a regular basis. Be sure to check out Part-Time Fanboy at www.parttimefanboy.com for somewhat weekly podcasts and reviews about various fanboy-related subjects. Also be sure to like them on Facebook and follow them on the Twitter. Do it now, or I'll have to do something awful to your spine.
Part-Time Fanboy, finally, again, and I'm here.
Wait.
What?
Isn't there a hyphen in part-time?
There is.
I got it.
Oh, Jesus. All right, let me start over again. Okay,
it's like, so it's Spider-Man. Like Spider-Man. Is there a hyphen?
Thank
there
you.
Is a hyphen. There is a hyphen.
There's actually tumblers.
I got on someone at work for typing out Spider-Man product, and I was like, no, there's a hyphen in it.
That's a pet peeve of mine.
What's that?
That's a pet peeve of mine.
It is.
The pet peeve of mine is the people who hyphenate Batman.
Oh,
that is really awful.
That's strange.
Yeah.
It actually was hyphenated very early on. So,
yeah.
So
I kind of don't like the Batman either. I just like Batman. Like
that's what he was called originally. He was originally called the Batman.
Was he the Batman?
Yeah.
You know, I think Bill Finger must have cleaned it up like everything else he did for Bob Kane. I realized that this week and was just going nuts on Bill Finger stuff. The poor guy on his Wikipedia doesn't even have a photo. It's a sketch of Bill Finger. It's not.
Not only that, but they call him the Bill Finger.
Yeah. Nice. That's awesome. Yeah. Wow. No. I also know that John Byrne's big pet peeve is when people go on his message boards and call Superman soups or Batman bats. Like
that is kind of lame.
Flips out. It's
yeah, but characters talk to each other like that in the comics all the time.
Yeah, it's hey, soups, baby, what's going on? That's pretty awesome. All right. So this is Part-Time Fanboy, and I'm here with Corey, Ian, and Paul, and I'm Christian. And I guess we're going to attempt to talk about things that we're looking forward to in 2013, because last week we did our favorite things of 2012. And if Ian and Corey, you guys want to even talk about some stuff that you liked about in 2012, because you weren't here last week, we could talk about that stuff too. So there are no rules on Part-Time Fanboy. It's just not. So who wants to get started? Who's looking forward to 2013?
Well,
huzzah.
I'm totally looking forward to it. I just got news today that made me look forward to 2013.
Oh, what's and, that?
Stephen King's Under the Dome is being done as a CBS miniseries, and they're going to be airing it in June. 13 episode miniseries.
Oh, a miniseries? That's good.
Did they call Frank Darabont and Jeffrey DeMund?
I don't think that Kirkland's affiliated with the Under the Dome, so they may be safe. But it was a really good book, and I'm very, very much looking forward to this.
What's the book about? Because I don't even know.
It's the story of a town that is suddenly isolated from the rest of the United States by a mysterious invisible dome.
Cool. Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's basically how everything sort of falls apart, and you've got your factions of, in typical King fashion, you've got your factions of people who are working to try to make things better for everyone else. You've got the others that are trying to seize power in the new paradigm, and you've got typical King craziness, but it worked really well. When I was reading it, I thought, wow, this would be a great miniseries.
It kind of sounds like that Girls miniseries from the Luna Brothers. Did you ever read that from Image?
No,
that sounds cool.
No,
I mean, it's a little different, but it's similar, at least initial premise, in that there's a big dome that just sort of appears over a town, and they're cut off. But what's the little twist is that there are these just naked women that start showing up and having sex with people. And
they should do that.
I dropped my microphone when you said that.
That'll be the Cinemax miniseries.
This is called Girls? Okay, that's getting added to the favorites list right now.
It's really good because it examines, you know, the gender issues because of course they just go crazy. They realize that these women are actually aliens or something, and are evil, and they start killing people after they have sex with them. And so,
I was going to say too that there's another indie comic I read a while ago that I reviewed a long time ago for Ain't It Cool, and I liked it. I can't remember what it was called, but the premise was that the world's sort of like supervillains were all put in a town. Or superheroes, I'm not sure. And I can't remember the exact concept, but there was a dome that kept them isolated in this town. And somebody deactivated the dome so that the villains could escape or something. And then it was like, oh, all bets are off because these horrible villains with powers or whatever are now going to get out. And that was
Is we could do an entire episode about dome stories.
You get happen in Ghostbusters, right? When the guy shut off that thing and let out all the ghosts. No dome there, but.
Yeah. Or Bane let everyone out of Arkham or something.
Oh, Bane.
Nightfall. Yeah. So that sounds really cool, but
the key.
My only worry about that, Paul, is that CBS is doing it. I mean, are you afraid that it's going to be?
You know, the miniseries itself wasn't terribly graphic in one way or another. I think the book itself, the book really lent itself toward a television adaptation.
Oh, really? But not necessarily having to do with gore or horror or anything like that.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a particularly horrific book in terms of Stephen King stuff. It's really more along the lines of The Stand or something like that. You know, where that had its issues too. But I thought that was a pretty outstanding adaptation for. When they did that Stan miniseries. So I think that this one's going to work really well.
Yeah. Well, I guess since we started talking about TV, there's a couple of shows that are coming soon that I'm kind of interested in. But one of the ones that they did such a great ad on FX, and now that I've kind of found out what it's really about, I don't know that I'm as psyched, but did you guys see those ads for that show, The Americans? Where it was,
I saw
it
a billboard for it.
The billboard. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the ad on FX, we would be watching, what show is
Justified?
On FX?
Were you watching Justified?
No, I have not.
I
gotta watch Justified. Yeah. But either way, but whatever. The ad was really cool because it would be it looked like code or something, like coming down the screen or something, and then it was just like The Americans, and you didn't know what it was. And now I find out that it's kind of like an 80s spy kind of period piece with Keri Russell in it, and that kind of has, not that Keri Russell's a bad actress, but to me she kind of seems like very soapy, like. You know what I'm talking? Like soap opera?
I saw the one where it was like Soviets Next Door, right?
Yeah. And that's what it is, but I don't know. I don't want to disparage Keri Russell as an actress because I think I've seen her do some good stuff, but it reeks. Anytime I see her, it's that J.J. Abrams show. Yeah, Felicity. So I'm kind of, you know, and then the whole concept of like rooting for the Russians, you know, to blow some shit up in the U.S. or whatever. I don't know if I can get behind that, but I don't know. But I'm still going to watch it. So, I mean, anything Cold War era just gets me psyched to watch, you know. So I'll probably check that out. But
It's a great ad campaign. I agree.
It is a great ad campaign.
The ads that I've seen, the billboards and bus ads and things, look really cool.
Yeah.
I think I remember hearing about this. Yeah, they're like sleeper agents, I think is the thing. Mm-hmm. And I think what's going to happen during the course is that they're going to sort of fall in love with their life, and they'll be struggling with being true to their mission and the life that they've actually come to appreciate.
Yeah, well, the thing that sounds really interesting, because I heard something on the radio, an interview with the creator, and it sounds like not only are they sleeper agents, but they have like American-born kids. So they're from the Soviet Union, but their kids are raised in the U.S., and so there's all this sort of like...
That was the plot of last week's episode of Elementary, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was it?
Oh, my God.
Were they spies?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Nothing's new under the sun, I guess.
Well, it comes in waves. It looks like Arlington Road was 1999.
Oh, that was a good movie.
Yeah, that's when Tim Robbins succeeds.
I saw that.
Suspects movie. But didn't he also play one where, I don't know why I'm on a Tim Robbins. There was one where he played a Nazi next door as
did
well.
He?
Anyway,
the only movie I remember about that was Apt Pupil.
Right, yeah. Apt Pupil. A classic. Yeah,
that was Ian McKellen, yeah.
Brian
that was
Singer.
A, was a really, really good
classic, yeah.
Stephen King story. But now we wrap it back around there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool. What about this new Kevin Bacon show, The Forgotten? That looks badass.
It looks strange. Kevin Bacon.
Forgotten
really...
or Following?
I thought it was
Following.
The Following. The Following.
Yeah, The Following.
You got it.
Does anyone know what that's about? Is it a mystery?
It's a serial killer who has a sort of legion of serial killer sort of cult. He has a serial killer cult, and he sort of runs them from prison, I guess. It seems kind of similar a little bit to the Hannibal Lecter series that they're developing.
Oh yeah, but that's going to be on network TV, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how psyched I am to see a network TV Hunt Hannibal show. I don't know. it just I don't know. It doesn't seem like exciting to me. But I don't know, those ads for The Fall and Kevin Bacon. I mean, he does quality stuff, right?
Yeah,
for him to sign
absolutely.
On to a TV show,
and it'll improve the game. Now you could, you know, the game will just get deeper.
The six, what game?
Six Degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Oh yeah. That's right. Nice.
I plan to move up a degree after this season.
I hope so. That's great. So any other big TV? Well, obviously the new Breaking Bad, right? The finale.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Actually, I'm looking forward to the Arrested Development revamp on Netflix.
Oh yeah.
That's right. I didn't watch it till actually I met Heidi, because I guess I had known of it a while ago, but she had the DVDs and she's like, you got to check these out. So I wound up watching one and then, you know, got addicted. And then I'm really curious to actually see how they're going to do, because, you know, they're launching all the episodes at once, right? And I wonder if their server – I mean, history has told us that servers can't take something like that, you know, like hundreds of thousands. So I'm really curious to see how that's really going to work, because the last big outage was on Christmas. I remember I was watching Netflix on Christmas, and, you know, Netflix
that's
just
– right.
Netflix just blamed Amazon. They're like, well, Amazon did it.
Yeah,
and Amazon actually, they said they did do it. But I'm really excited for
that's
that.
That's funny. You know what? I was watching that also. I was watching the last episode of American Horror Story on Christmas, since Christian had told me it was a very special Christmas episode. But I actually avoided the outage.
So you got lucky, because I heard about it. I didn't.
Yeah, I survived the great Netflix outage of Ought 12. Yeah.
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned that, Ian, because did you hear the news that Netflix is actually going to start offering 1080p now streaming and 3D?
I heard that they're actually testing 4K.
No, impossible.
At CES, they were streaming 4K.
Really? But that's the thing, is your network has to be able to handle it.
Yes, it does.
I mean, my Blu-ray player freezes up at least like once every time.
No, this is just, I don't know, this happens every year, right? CES, these crackers like Sony come out and they're like, now you have to adopt this new technology. But I don't know if it's going to go as fast as it did. I mean, well, how long? It didn't it take HD a while to get
Yeah, it did. It took implemented. About. It took a good, you know, three to five year period there. Yeah. You remember that everybody had to, you know, swap out their
Yeah, but they still can't do 1080p. They still can't even do that correctly.
That's true. It's a network, at least most cable things are 1080i.
Because, yeah, and I read on Bleeding Cool that in Europe, a lot of the networks, they can handle it. It's just the U.S. that, of course, we suck. Our networks, a lot of our companies, I could tell you my AT&T company, they're not going to be able to handle 1080p.
Obama blew it again.
If they do handle it, they'll just charge you for it. I mean,
well, I guess.
Right?
There's yeah, really well, no secret there. How much more can they charge me? Jesus.
They can charge you whatever they want.
That's crazy.
How badly do you want to see Arrested Development in every pixel?
Yeah, in 3D.
Yeah, in 3D. Well, that is... What about the Eli Roth thing? I didn't get a chance to see the trailer. Hemlock.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even watch that. Isn't there one coming out with Kevin Spacey, too?
Yeah. That's a remake of a British TV show.
Oh, okay.
And... What's that one called?
I did want to see that Eli Roth, and that's Netflix also, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. It's called Hemlock Grove. I think it drops in April.
He's so trendy.
But what is the Kevin Spacey thing called? Hold on, I'm typing. Kevin Spacey.
He'd make a great scarecrow, wouldn't he? Not Spacey. Bacon. Bacon.
Yeah, he probably would make a good House of Cards.
House of Cards.
Netflix. So they've got Netflix has three series.
That's not based on the David Mamet thing, is it?
No, I don't think so. I'm not sure. I mean, here, I just looked it up. But so that's three TV shows that Netflix is releasing.
Oh, yeah, they're coming out. You know, originally, my buddy was over there, and he had told me a few years ago they tried to do this, and it just flopped. They'd actually closed down their first attempt at – they had a studio, and basically – I remember being at his house. He lives in Daly City, I think, in San Francisco, and he had all these cameras in his garage. I'm like, what are these? He's like, well, Netflix is a studio flop, so no one knew what to do with the gear. So he was sitting on all these digital cameras.
Oh, wow.
And so I guess, I don't know what they did. They regrouped or revamped, but it should be pretty cool. I mean, I'm looking forward to all of them. I'll probably try all of those, you know, once.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
At least, right?
That's some stuff to look forward to.
And then Walking Dead, as far as TV, Justified just started. It was interesting because they're doing a different kind of arc.
Yeah.
Although I did not appreciate, if I can get specific quickly, appreciate the blatant in-show advertising.
Oh, multiple, are they doing that?
Multiple blatant. And actually, Netflix was the first line.
Oh, really? How did that work? What did he say?
It's like you could watch The Big Lebowski on Netflix like the cool kids.
That's awesome.
Did he hold up a red envelope?
I just want to see somebody, you know, like within like the next year, you know, go back to like doing the whole, you know, Lucky Strike smoke cigarettes.
Yeah. Well, did you see that one episode of 30 Rock where it's like Liz Lemon or I don't know what product it is, but it's like, let's say it's Macintosh, and she's like, Mac is the greatest computer ever made. And then someone else is like, yes, Liz, Mac is fantastic. It's just awesome. Don't you love Macintosh? And then she turns to the camera and she goes, can we have our money now? Just a brilliant joke. Like, that's just like, so that's the best way to do it. You know,
we're going to see more of it.
I'm sure we are. It's kind of depressing in a way. I know
It's the way we started, you know?
I guess. Yeah, well, that's true. Sure. You watch, like, old TV, and it's, like, brought to you by... This is Lucky Strikes Theater or whatever. Yeah, yeah. That's cool.
I think there is an organic way to do it. You know?
I agree.
If they just put some effort to it, it would be actually seamless, because we do have products all around us.
Yeah, yeah. It's true.
Personally, I would like to see Whole Foods American Horror Story.
Whole Foods American Horror Story. Yeah, Purdue Chicken presents American Horror Story. But, you know what show does a good job of that is Mad Men. they do a pretty good job because they're an advertising firm. They have to do it, right?
Yeah. Right.
So, and they're lucky enough to, I mean, I know he's turned down some sponsors because
that's a situation where it is absolutely organic because, you know, it's a show about selling stuff. So you have to have stuff to sell. And, you know, they've done a great job of, you know, integrating real stuff that are brands now along with brands that, you know, no longer exist.
Sure.
Yeah, they're
kind
of pegged in, though. They can't exactly do, you know, cell phone ads.
Yeah, right, exactly. Right. Yeah, there's only... The company has to have had to exist back in the 60s.
Well, wait till next season when they flash forward to 2016, so...
Yeah, right? Don Draper's all fat and, like, sitting in a retirement home and, like, I used to have ladies all over me. They were everywhere.
Oh, we'll be following the adventures of Clone Draper.
Clone Draper. Awesome. So any other big, like, TV excitement or things that we're psyched to watch besides that stuff? Nothing? Crickets?
That's the thing. Those are the things that jump at me for TV.
Yeah, what about movies? Like, obviously, we've talked about some stuff that we've watched trailers for. What are some of your big ones?
Pacific Rim?
Rim, of course, yeah.
That just looks like a fanboy orgasm
opening,
right there.
Opening next week,
Mama.
The return of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Are you actually psyched to see that?
Oh, my God.
And... Dude, yes. It's directed by the guy who did I Saw the Devil.
I know, but still.
I'm not going to watch that movie, but Forrest Whitaker's in it, and on the trailer, he's on the phone talking, and the only thing I thought of was like, yo, I need some rent money right now. Can you get me in this movie?
What is that
Forrest
from?
Whitaker does anything. Like, you call him, and I think he's got, like, a price. You know what I mean?
Cool.
I love Forrest Whitaker. I love Forrest Whitaker, but I feel like he's like Anthony Hopkins. Like, if you call him, send him the script, and they tell you the price. And if you give him the price, they'll be in the movie. But Johnny Knoxville, come on, I can't.
I'm looking forward to it.
Paul, it's really? All you on that one, man. It's all
it's,
you.
It's a return to 80s action movie glory.
No. I can't get behind Schwarzenegger. I mean, I just...
Ew,
at this
good
point,
for you.
He's just so skeevy. He's so skeevy.
No, it's bad, man. I don't know.
Every
There's
time
gonna be...
I look at the screen, I'm going to be thinking he screwed that maid. Like, it's just gross.
Come on, what is wrong with screwing a maid?
There's nothing, but she's hideous.
If you're Arnold Schwarzenegger, you could do anything.
All right.
Except, I think we're going to be...
Except your own stunts.
Yeah, you can't do stunts, and we're gonna see another 10 years of this stuff until.
No, I feel like this is sort of the last bit that he's, you know, sort of useful in as terms of an action star. We're sort of seeing the fading, you know, years of his action career here.
He wants
so,
to do Conan, King Conan.
Wants to.
Oh.
Oh my gosh. So wait, Pacific Rim, that so
that's self-explanatory.
That just looks mentioned it before,
awesome.
And that looks like unbelievable, like fanboy. The only thing that gets me really worried about there was a second trailer that came out like last week,
really?
And they showed a little bit more of them inside the robots.
Uh-oh.
And it looks like
they're
on elliptical machine. It
yeah,
looks like they're going
be...
like
I saw that.
And
I
can just imagine like Jane Fonda in the front, like, feel the burn, you can do it, stretch, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Look,
like,
Jane
I was
Fonda could kick some giant monster.
It just, that worries me so badly, like that little, it really does look like they're on some kind of like...
No, you know what, speaking of that, Christian, you know, the movie that I thought that did that great was District... 13.
District 13, yeah, Elysium. Ooh. That was going to be my
pick. Coming, right? So Elysium's something to look forward to.
Yeah, Neil Blomkamp. That looks... I mean, I haven't really... I just, before we got on, I saw the only thing that they've really released, and it looks like a commercial for the company that's in the movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, do you guys know anything about it? Have you...
I know that it's based on one of his first shorts that he did. And the essential concept is that, you know, in the future, the rich people live above Earth in a beautiful space station where they're catered to for everything, and the poor people, you know, are sort of stuck on Earth in slums.
Yeah.
I love this guy's work. It's always about, like, Rage Against the Rich People.
Yeah, well, which is the way it should be at this
South
point.
Africa. Well, you know, South Africa, you know, if you've seen any of South Africa, you get it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's just, and Matt Damon's in it. I forget who else is in it. I just looked it up.
Damon.
I like Matt Damon. I just think he's been making some lousy movies lately.
Oh, boy. I just read a review for Promised Land. Things sound like a wet noodle.
Oh, man. Mm. That sucks because Promised Land is obviously the anti-fracking movie. You know, yes. And it just looks really cheesy.
They should subtitle it. Promised Land, the anti-fracking movie.
But it is. It's practically in the trailer. I mean, it's all in the trailer, you know, and, you know.
It's one of those, you know, message movies that, you know, it is what it is, you know. You know, another thing that's coming up, we've got a couple of Marvel movies coming up this year. We've got Iron Man 3 Thor the Dark World.
Yeah, is that coming out this year?
Yeah, no, November it's scheduled for.
I thought it was coming out the year after, but that's going to be... That Iron Man 3 trailer now, that's a trailer, man. Like, that, they did a good job with that. Not only... And they didn't, like, tease it. They weren't like, oh, here's this dinky little bit of trailer. Like, you know, they were... They gave you, like, a full-on trailer.
Yeah, Mandarin, right? It's Ben Kingsley's Mandarin.
Yeah,
right?
Which doesn't make sense because he's not Asian.
Bald?
you know. Corey, what do you think about the Iron Man 3 trailer?
It looks good. I'm just, you know, I hope that... I thought Iron Man 2 was a little disappointing, so I hope they redeem themselves.
Well, it's a different director.
Oh, my God, Iron Man 2, yeah.
Yeah, it's a fantastic director, too.
Yeah, I haven't seen Kiss Bang Bang.
Shane Black is a, you know, he's good, and I think that, you know, he's got a good history with Downey, so you know, I'm optimistic about this one.
Yeah, do you know, is there another Hobbit movie coming out? Like, did he do them? Oh, so it is. It's going to come out year after year, right?
Yeah, one each year. They were all shot together. And so in December the second one is going to be coming out.
Oh wow. Well, I haven't seen the first
one. I think they call it The Desolation of Smog is the
is that
subtitle.
What it's called?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, I don't know why I still have yet to see The Hobbit, so I haven't had a chance to get out and see it, but that's cool.
It's like an elf but shorter.
Yeah, Thor the Dark World sounds cool. Like the images that I've seen of them, like, in, you know, it looks like it's taking place in Asgard, you know?
Yes.
Like,
yeah. And they've got one of the Game of Thrones directors on that,
really?
Alan Taylor. So, yeah, you know, it seems like it. Yeah, it does. It seems like you've got sort of this big epic fantasy battle kind of thing going on.
Oh, it's
going
to be a good year for nerds.
Who do we say who's directing Thor? Did you guys just say that?
Alan Taylor.
Okay, so it's not Brana.
No, it's not Brana. He dropped out. And then they got a female director, and then they fired her. So something happened. Something's going on over there. Yeah, but either way, the images that I've seen kind of make me jazzed for it, you know. Mm-hmm. Again, let's just hope they can keep the momentum rolling after the Avengers, you know. I don't know. Any other big movie things that we have? Well, Mama's coming out. Like, was that this weekend or next weekend? The Guillermo del Toro thing?
I think it's
produced
next weekend.
Oh, right. Yeah. That's his advertisement for Pacific Rim?
Yeah, I don't know. But he didn't direct it. He produced it, right?
Oh, he produced
it. Yeah, and, you know, this one looks really good.
It does.
Did you see the short that it was based on?
No.
Yeah. It was a guy did a short film, and it got del Toro's attention, and he was able to produce it into a feature. And, you know, the guy's really... It's a really creepy thing. I mean, I was actually sort of creeped out, you know, watching it on my cheesy little computer monitor.
Oh, wow.
And so, yeah, I'm looking forward to that one.
What is the gist of the story?
Gist of the story is two kids who apparently were living by themselves. Their mother died, and so they were living by themselves. They're basically feral kids. That they find in this cabin, and then they're sort of sent to live with Jessica Chastain, as all feral children are, and you know, as they're trying to rehabilitate them and everything, they realize that the mother, you know, in some form is still around.
Boy.
Oh. Yeah. The trailer looks so good that Amy actually wants to see it.
What?
Yeah, she was like, I want to go see that.
Impossible. Oh, man.
I know.
I draw the
horror
line.
Movie. So Amy wants to see it. So he's got to be doing something right. And he's a great director, producer. So I think I'm going to make an attempt to go see that. But over the Arnold Schwarzenegger crap fest.
There's room for both.
Maybe in your world, Paul, but I need sitters.
Oh,
so
what about the Wolverine?
Oh, yeah.
That's what coming out this year.
What really? About it, indeed?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. After that last one.
Yeah, that last one was horrible.
Yeah, there's nowhere to go but up.
That's
Do
true.
Do you think
That's...
so? I mean, he's
dude, it can't get much worse than a guy who's not Ryan Reynolds, us being told that he is Ryan Reynolds, standing there on the lip of a nuclear reactor shooting laser beams out of his eyes.
I don't know. Man of Steel could get worse than that. If we're talking laser shooting.
Yeah.
So when is Wolverine going to come out? Do you know? Is there a release date?
Summer.
Summer? Just summer.
July. Sometime in July, I think.
Oh, that. Well, so if we all get to Comic-Con, I'm sure there'll be a lot of PR for that going around. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I know that the Silver Samurai is supposed to be in it, and he goes to Japan, right?
Mm-hmm. I think it's like his Ronin period, I think.
Yeah, the Frank Miller stuff, right?
Which is awesome. Right. I mean, that's awesome story stuff right
it
there.
It is some
but
good stuff.
Every time it is, they jack it up. I mean, I don't know.
Well, who was going to direct it? Aronofsky was the first
Aronofsky was directing it.
He was the first one set to direct it, and then he dropped out.
Right.
Which sucks, because an Aronofsky Wolverine directed film is a movie that I would have gone to see.
Absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely.
You would have had to hold me back. That is
right.
One where I would have told Amy, like, sorry, sitter, no sitter, I'm going. So you'll have to stay home.
I think I'm willing to give this one a shot, you know, at this point. I watched the first one, and that was miserable.
That was horrible.
That really wasn't very good. But, you know, I really do feel like I'm hoping that they've learned their lessons. You know what I mean?
They never learn their lessons.
I don't know, man. Like, I had a lot of faith in Hugh Jackman, and I don't know.
He did all he could. No, he did all he could, really. I mean,
he's the producer, though, man.
What?
Yeah, he produced it.
All right, I'm out for lunch.
He wants to do Wolverine. Like,
yeah, sure.
He knows it's just like cash cow, you know? I mean,
it would have made Les Mis better if he played Wolverine.
Oh, I love Les Mis. We can't even get
Are
into
you
that.
Kidding?
Nope, I'm not kidding. I thought
You're
it was
not
fantastic.
Kidding, dude?
I am not kidding.
I loved it, too.
Awful.
Awful.
I loved it.
Awful filmmaking.
Fantastic.
Awful filmmaking on so many levels.
Great directing.
Oh, my God.
Great
of what?
Acting.
Of putting the camera on a tripod and letting it roll for 10 minutes straight?
It's great. It's a great choice.
We can't turn this into a Les Mis podcast.
We're not going to turn it into... We will agree to disagree.
We can if we sing it.
Well, so that's 2-4 Les Mis and 1 against. Corey, you'll
God.
Be the tiebreaker.
I haven't seen it. We may see it next weekend.
Default.
Yeah,
okay,
have fun,
well.
Buddy, because...
Because he is handle it. I know that there was a dude at work that walked out, so you're not
There's
alone.
So many
here.
Things wrong with that movie.
Oh, I really loved it.
I loved it too.
Is anybody else here kind of excited about the Evil Dead remake?
Yes! Oh my God! I'm actually excited about it.
Yeah, I am too. I don't know why I am, but I'm really excited about it.
I mean, to put that blurb on the poster, this is the most frightening movie, and to know that Sam Raimi's producing it.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Red Band trailer is amazing.
And it seems like they're going back to that first movie, which was a genuinely scary, you know, before they did all the slapstick stuff, you know. And I'm just kind of excited about this. And you know, the other thing that they're sort of touting about the movie, there's no CG in it.
No,
Thank
really?
God.
None.
That's good.
That's cool.
Good news.
That is brilliant. Ooh, I can't wait. Oh, that's cool. Wow, yeah, that I'm actually excited for, because Sam Raimi produced it, so I feel like he's not going to let some jackass go in there and just ruin it, you know what I mean?
Right.
And
that's awesome. Well, if they did, like, listen, Sam, it says in your contract here, put the jackass clause in.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he's doing, Jack. He's directing Great and Powerful Oz, or is that the
name? Yeah, yeah, which right. actually looks kind
of... That looks fine. Yeah.
It's kind of fun.
I really enjoyed the trailer on that, where they, you know, start off with the old, you know, aspect ratio in the black and white, and then when it goes to color, how it opens up into the widescreen, you know? I mean, it seems like they're really, you know, enjoying the... It seems like it'll be sort of a fun experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not directed by Tim Burton, so that makes me happy.
Although they tout... the producer of Alice in Wonderland, but that wasn't Tim.
No, that's not Tim Burton. Right?
I got nervous for a second.
I mean, I don't know. Did Tim Burton produce it? Because then that makes me worried.
He directed it, right?
He directed Alice in Wonderland. The producers that they're touting are not the ones that are the...
thank goodness. The other thing. Yeah. But I'm actually, you know, I know I can't... It doesn't look like the type of movie I can take Talon to see, my daughter, but it actually looks fun. Like, you know... I want to see it. What animated stuff is coming out?
That's a great question.
I can't think of anything that's coming out this year, like any DreamWorks or Pixar.
You've got the Croods, I think.
Oh, that actually looks kind of cute.
Yeah, that's been there for a while. I try to think about
what's Pixar coming out with.
Epic. There's a movie called Epic.
That does look cool.
That's based on a book, and so yeah, that'll be coming out in the summer.
But that's not Pixar. That's like Paramount or Fox or something.
Yeah, I think so. Oh, Monsters University is coming out.
Oh yeah, boy.
Yeah.
that looks great. I love
There's something else. Despicable Me 2.
Oh, that's right. I've never seen the first one. Have you guys seen that one?
No.
I did. It's fun. The
No. I don't watch that animated crap.
The little guys that they invented for it, the minions, are pretty hilarious throughout.
Yeah.
You know, the movie itself it's fine. You know, it's mostly harmless. But I'm most excited about Monsters University.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
That's a ringing endorsement.
Hey, Corey, do you know if they're bringing Young Justice back, like, for sure, or...?
I think they're supposed to be pretty soon, yeah.
Because they started it up again last weekend, and I didn't even know. It just showed up in my DVR, and I was
like... it should be back for, you know, however, for the season.
But they're finishing off the season, but you don't know if they're going to renew it, or...?
No, I don't know if they said or not.
Oh, that sucks, because that was a good show. That's a really good show.
I haven't seen much of it, but I've heard it's good.
Oh, Corey, you got to watch it. Corey.
I know. I'm behind.
You got to watch that show. Oh, man. It's such a good, like, if you're into that DC Universe stuff, and I don't think Bruce Timm is really involved, but it really creates its own continuity, and it's just so well done. And when it disappeared, I was one of those nerds who was really just pissed. Just pissed, and then when it came back on this week, I was like, yeah. And I guess Grace Randolph did a whole thing about the return of it, Stacktastic on Bleeding Cool. And although I'm not a big fan of the way she talks in them, she's kind of like not so up on it. I'm just happy that it's back. I was just like, oh my god, it's back! I'm so happy, you know. But she kind of gave it the thumbs down a little bit, and I mean, I understand her points as far as it's been gone so long. You know, they had two big breaks in the second season. You know, it's kind of hard to pick up, because I definitely was like, what's going on? But if I hope they renew it for another season. And I guess Marvel's coming out with, like, Agents of Smash, which I've only seen artworks. Like, that's like a Hulk cartoon. And then the new Avengers thing that's going to be replacing the old Avengers thing, which is more
Avengers
like the
Assemble.
Movie. Yeah, is that what it's called, Avengers Assemble?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, which I don't know. I can't say good or bad.
Yeah, I just watched, I'm just now watching season 2 of the Last Avengers, so the Avengers vs. Mightiest Heroes on Netflix, and I love it. So yeah, it's sad that it's gone.
It is sad that it's gone. I don't know that. Hopefully, I give him the benefit of the doubt that the new show will be somewhat decent. But I guess a lot of people are afraid because it's the producers or the people behind the Ultimate Spider-Man show.
Is it the Ultimate or the Spectacular?
No, I thought it was the new Ultimate one, but did you hear Spectacular?
Oh, you're right. You're right. I'm sorry. I'm confused.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And I guess a lot of fanboys don't like... I haven't watched that show, but there's been a
I've
lot of...
I've seen a little bit. It's kind of funny, but it's very... it sort of plays up the humor, but it's sort of not funny.
Okay.
That's why I say this.
It's aimed more at kids, though, right?
Yeah, I mean, definitely it's
I mean, apparently it's like the highest rated show on Disney XD, right, or something like that. I'm not sure, but
is that an accomplishment?
I don't know, but kids are watching it, so I guess that's why they gave them an Avengers show. You know, so I don't know. That's like most of the TV movies. What about comics? Do we know any big comics news coming down the line? I mean, Corey, anything to be excited about on your end?
Yes, this is my specialty here.
Okay,
Neil Gaiman has a new Sandman comic coming out.
Really?
It's going to be a prequel to what has been released. If you have read it in the first book, the Sandman appears in garb as though he's been in battle. Mm-hmm. And this will tell why he was all dressed up like that. It'll tell the story before he was captured.
Oh, cool.
Cool. And I'm looking forward to that. Anytime he puts out a new comic, it's always an event for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it a one-shot or is it like a mini-series?
I think it's going to be a mini-series, which will surely be collected into a graphic novel.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. And then there's a new Brian Lee O'Malley graphic novel.
Really?
Seconds, yeah. It's going to be called Seconds. And it's, I guess, about a restaurant. He hasn't released all that much information, but he did release some artwork. And so I'm excited for that.
That sounds awesome. Any release date on that? Do you know of?
Just 2013.
And will it be like a Scott Pilgrim where they're like thick books, or do you know anything?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Oh, I hope they are because I love his stuff. And I think I remember seeing this now. Is he doing this one in color or?
Yes, I believe so.
Oh, his coloring is so nice. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow. That's great. Any other big projects that?
Well, the one that I am excited about next month is coming out. Everybody prepare your credit cards.
Okay.
The New Warriors Omnibus is coming out.
Really? Wow. The original series?
Uh-huh. That's right. The first 25 issues.
Wow.
Some other stuff. And I'm excited, even though it's only $100.
Oh, wow. Well, on Amazon, it's got to be cheaper than $100, right?
Yeah, that's true. Probably.
Yeah. Oh, let me... That's cool.
This was the comic that got me into superhero comics.
Amazon, $62.99.
Corey, pre-order that shit, Corey. You better pre-order that. That's awesome. Yeah. Wow. So is this the first, was it the first superhero comic you ever picked up, or?
Yeah. The first comic I regularly read was Transformers, because I was a huge Transformers kid. And then as it was getting canceled in the Marvel little column that they had, the bullpen bulletins thing, they were promoting their new stuff, and I was like, well, maybe I'll do some superhero thing, but I didn't want to do, like Uncanny X-Men was in the 200s, and it was Avengers, so I was just like, I don't know what's going on, and but I knew I wanted a team book. And so this New Warriors was promoted, and so I couldn't find it until the 7th issue, and that was my first issue, which is completely beat up at this point now. And I loved it, and the first 25 issues, which is collected in this omnibus, is really the strongest stuff. It's really, especially like the second year of stuff, like from 14 to 25, is really tightly plotted, and it starts out sort of typical superhero stuff, but fun. And then they just sort of blow their world up where the sort of the trusted mentor figures that they had are completely undermined, and it's fun.
And is that Mark Bagley? Did he do that?
Yes. Yeah, that was his. Yeah, that was him and Fabian.
Nicesia or something.
Nicesia.
Yeah.
That's how I sure in my head.
Exactly.
That's cool.
And Mark Bagley or Bagley, however you say his name.
Yeah. I love Mark, but he gets a lot of people tend to give him a lot of guff, but
he's great. I think he's great, actually.
Yeah. He's a great artist, and all these people really give him a lot of crap, and I think he's really a solid artist.
Because he took over for Larson when Larson left to do Savage Dragon.
Yeah. Spider-Man, Larson, yeah.
Yes, Larson, yeah, remember, was on Spider-Man, and I don't know, Bagley's stuff just seems so compact and so well compositionally laid out. It was great. I liked it.
Yeah. I like it a lot too, and I was a big fan of his art on Ultimate Spider-Man, and he just draws a really. I think by that point he had really started. By that point he was really professional, and he also did Thunderbolts too, I think.
Right.
That's a good book.
He was. I think that's when he did some of his best work, though, was on Ultimate Spider-Man, because I know that I've seen some of that New Warrior stuff. And it definitely is like 80s comic art. And at this point, by the time you get to now, or several, whatever, 10, 5 years ago, he was doing Ultimate Spider-Man, he had really kind of fleshed out his muscle tones. And Spider-Man was really looking like wiry, but like not impossibly so, you know, looked like had real human anatomy. So I just love his stuff. And I liked his stuff on the Thunderbolts, too. I thought it was great. I mean, so that's a really good pick, Corey. Wow, I don't know. I'm tempted to pick that up. That's really cool. Wow. Any other big comics?
It was weird because they picked or they've released soft cover trades of the first year or something.
Uh-huh.
And then they're putting out the omnibus. So there's like about 9 issues or so that have not been collected. So it's kind of frustrating. It's like, I went through volume 1 through 3 and then this giant omnibus.
Wow.
But hopefully they'll put out the rest of it later this year or something.
Well, they released like a year, maybe a year and a half ago, the John Byrne Fantastic Four omnibus. And I don't think there's been an announcement as to if they're doing a part 2. And to me, that's just like, no, I love that stuff. Come out with part 2, please. Because I bought the first one. I'll buy the second one. No questions asked, you know?
Yeah.
I wonder why they decided to do that now. Like, why New Warriors?
I don't know.
It's interesting.
Yeah, is it a litmus test for a movie, maybe?
It could be. Well, you know, maybe. They're sort of testing the waters on all of their, I think, you know, projects and things like that, because, you know, we've heard talk of a Doctor Strange movie for a while, and you know, we've heard talk of what I'd love to see, Power Man and Iron Fist.
Oh God,
that'd
yes,
be awesome, please.
You know, so that's this could potentially be sort of them gauging interest for.
For on that like note, that. Do you guys think if they dyed Mark Dacascos' hair blonde, he would make a good Iron Fist?
Who's Mike DeCosco?
Mark Dacascos.
Who's Mark DeCosco?
Well, unfortunately, he's the head host of like some this chef competition show, but he's actually a really good martial artist. And,
is he?
I'm looking him up right now. Oh, he's the dude who's on Hawaii 5-0.
He was in Crow. Oh, is he on Hawaii 5-0 now?
Yeah, he's he plays Wo Fat on Hawaii 5-0.
He was the Crow. I don't know what that guy would look like with blonde hair, though. That'd be kind
of
weird.
Yeah, because he's sort of like, he looks like he's maybe half.
He is. He's Asian Hawaiian, I think.
He's.
But he's really cool. Like, he actually has the martial. See, the problem with, you guys know this, the problem with these martial arts characters is you get a dude in there who doesn't know what they're doing and it just looks like poop. You know,
well, I'm that's really the problem. Then that. You get a martial artist in there who knows what he's doing, and he can't act, and it still looks like.
I know.
You know what this guy? You know what this guy? For me, what this guy's most famous for is he was in the live action movie of Crying Freeman.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's done some cool stuff, but he never really hit it huge for some reason. But he did a lot of stuff. He did a Drive with Kadeem Hardison from that sitcom.
A Different World?
A Different World.
Huh. Oh my God.
That cracks me up.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Oh, he did Only the Strong. I don't know if you guys remember Only the Strong, a movie about capoeira, that Brazilian fight art.
No.
Really weird.
I don't
It's
that
weird, too, because, like, in capoeira, like, it starts with this thing called the Jenga, so you start doing this. Like, you don't put up your dukes. It'd be really weird to go up to someone and be like, hey, let's fight, and then you just go, wait a minute, let me get in my Jenga. But you guys got to see that for Mark Dacascos. If you did a YouTube search for Only the Strong, And actually, it's really, there's another weird reference. I'm getting off on a tangent. I know I can't stop. But remember that car company that used that song Zoom Zoom?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, they took that
Mazda.
From...
Mazda.
Yeah, Mazda, I think, took that from the Capoeira movie because they had a song that went Zoom Zoom Zoom, Capoeira, Capoeira. So they were singing about the dancing, and then somehow some Mazda exec must have stole that shit.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
No, who would you guys cast as Iron Fist while I'm... Is there anyone you guys could think of?
I don't know,
Schwarzenegger?
But...
He's got a person to do that for him now. That's what they'll do, is they'll just start crediting younger actors with older actors'
Who would you cast as Power Man?
You got
Denzel?
Me. Denzel? What are you talking about?
The Rock? Would you cast The Rock?
No. You know who might be good is... He would never do it, though, is Ryan Gosling, right? Ryan
Gosling.
Is that his name? Right.
That's for Power... For who?
For Luke Cage. You're talking
for
about
Iron
for Luke
Fist.
Cage.
Oh, he's talking about...
Talking,
oh, okay.
For,
sorry.
He was talking about Luke Cage.
Would you paint Vin Diesel black and cast him?
No, I would not. I don't know. Who like, at this point?
Yeah.
Why not? What's his face? The guy that you liked for James Bond,
Idris Elba.
Yeah,
as Power Man.
Yeah, he'd be
Power
awesome.
Man's American, man.
Oh, really? So is Superman.
I don't know.
Well,
man.
Technically,
you
get I mean,
American brother in there, man.
So is Batman. Well, yeah, but Elba, he's pretty badass. I could buy him. He could pull off that puffy yellow shirt and the headband. He could do
it. You do it retro, huh? You do the retro.
Oh, yeah. I'm with Paul. That should be, like, retro all the way. Black
this movie's never getting made if we're in charge of it.
Definitely not. So it would be Ryan Gosling and Idris
man.
Elba.
I would not. No, I wouldn't pay for that.
That's awesome.
I would love to hear you pitch that, though. Okay, so it's Ryan Gosling and Idris Elba in a period piece.
Yeah, dude. Are you kidding me? They would go for it.
Like if you did in the 70s, it would work.
Yeah, being in the 70s. Tarantino. Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah, Scorsese or Tarantino directing. That'd be awesome.
That'd be great.
I think it's got potential.
Wait, Corey, so any other big comic news? Because we keep going off on tangents.
Those are the three that I'm personally excited about.
It looks like Image has some... I just did a quick search. Image has some really interesting stuff coming up. It looks like there's this series called Zero. Looks like a super spy James Bond thing coming out. It says here, the search that I did, each issue will focus on a different mission and is tailored to fit the strengths of its artist. So each issue looks like done in one story with a different artist. That sounds cool.
That could
Zero.
Be good. Who's writing it?
Let's see. That would be a good question, wouldn't it? It doesn't say here. It mentions some of the artists involved.
That's a red flag.
Connor Williamson, Mateus Santoloco, Michael Gados, Nick Dragata, Christian Ward. Those look like some of the artists confirmed. But I can't seem to... I'm just doing a quick read. I can't seem to... Let's see. Yeah, I don't know. Alice Cott? Never heard of him. Wild Children.
I think I've heard of him.
Yeah. Good or bad?
Yeah. I think okay. Nothing spectacular. He's kind of new, I think.
Uh-huh. So, and then he's got another book coming out called The Surface. Three hackers who have decided to abandon the U.S. after they've decided the laws have slowly crept too close to fascism.
Oh, God.
That sounds kind of interesting.
That sounds like right up your alley, man. Actually, Warren Ellis has a book out that was just released called Gun Machine.
Oh,
that's good. Got a fantastic premise.
Like a
really,
novel?
I really want to see this. Yeah. This is his
with
second
words?
Book.
With words, no pictures.
Words.
I'm out.
Yeah, it's the premise is fantastic. It's about a New York cop who somehow stumbles across a prolific serial killer, and when he busts open the serial killer's lair, the whole apartment is just filled with guns.
Like
they're all over the wall, they're in boxes, they're everything, and each one of the guns is from a related but unsolved murder from the street. So it's a really cool premise, and I enjoyed his first book, Crooked Little Vein, and in many ways he works better as a novel writer than as a comic book writer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so that's what I'm looking forward to reading this year.
Well, speaking of Warren Ellis, did you guys see the movie Red? I watched it last night.
Yeah, I liked it, actually.
Is that good?
I liked it. It was fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I didn't see it, but I've read the comic. Which
Have you read the comic? Was it good?
Yeah, the comic was very good, and I understand that they've changed it, quite a bit to make it more, the comic's pretty unpalatable for a movie, but I can see where, the premise would work as your wacky comic / action adventure kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's not really deep, or if you're looking for something, it's not, but it's funny. I thought it was funny. John Malkovich is hysterical in it, and Mary Louise Parker, that's her name, right? Weeds.
Okay.
She was great. I loved her. She just she kind of played I guess it might be the damsel in distress, but sort of just this wide-eyed, I can't believe all this stuff is happening to me, that character in the movie. Uh-huh. And she did a good job with it. I liked it. I was very surprised. So
yeah, it was a surprise. It was definitely a surprise.
Good rental. But anyway, some of these other comics that it looks like have been announced, at least from Image, from the guys that did The Losers, which I unfortunately have still yet to read. It looks like there's a book called, it's like Andy Diggle and Jock. I guess that's the artist's name is Jock. They're going to be doing a series called, or a book called Snapshot, about a comic fan who accidentally grabs the phone of a hitman. That sounds cool. That sounds interesting. Hmm. And then Kieran Gillen and Ryan Kelly team up to tell the other side of 300 in their miniseries 3, which is centered on the slaves that went on the run from the Spartans. So that sounds cool. Like, a lot of that stuff sounds really good. And Matt Fraction teaming up with Howard Chaykin on a series called Satellite Sam, where a children's television show host is found dead with a box of photos of all the women he's ever slept with.
Oh, my God.
That's Chaykin.
That is crazy.
That's Chaykin. And then Chaykin's got another series called Midnight of the Soul coming out.
Jeez.
And that looks kind of interesting, too. Oh, and then this one, East of West, Jonathan Hickman, Nick Dragota. And Hickman is the guy who's doing the Manhattan Projects, I think. And he did the Fantastic Four, right? Which the Manhattan Projects is one of my favorite books of all time now. A sci-fi western that has the four horsemen of the apocalypse deciding to hunt and kill the president.
I love that.
That's a great concept. See, that's comics.
I'll pay money for that.
Yeah. That's a hot concept right there, yeah.
That's a really good concept. But,
is it Obama?
And I mean, well, I don't know. I hope it's not Obama.
No, we don't know that. Okay.
Oh, God, I hope it's not Obama. But anyway, that guy needs, like... But,
And with that, our podcast gets on the Secret Service.
I know. Gets on the Secret
Service. That was a good mention.
Yeah, and then we'll be in our own, like, little... Red spinoff comic nerds doing a podcast in the Secret
from
Service
prison
comes out. To, yeah, exactly.
It might be, you know, that might be fine actually. We get, you know, constant food, a gym, local gym,
medical care,
yeah, full medical and dental
drugs at your disposal.
Absolutely.
No, I mean, and well, my biggest thing to look forward to, I look forward to it every year, is the new Invincible hardcover that's going to be coming out, I think, in April. Was the release date I saw on Amazon. That is like my one big thing every year. I get excited about it. I love that book. And they're coming out with another big hardcover collection. So
when does that come out, Christian?
I think it comes out April.
Are you going to start a Kickstarter campaign so people could fund your purchase?
I already pre-ordered it. I'm done. I've pre-ordered it on Amazon. Let me see. I'm looking at my account, my orders right now, to find out when it's coming out, but I can't wait for that. I just love Invincible. It is my favorite superhero book right now. Well, probably one of the few superhero books. Looks like it is being released according to Amazon. Oh, there is no date. There was a date, but now the date disappeared.
So maybe it's on your list for 2014.
Well, delivery estimate May 13th to May 16th, so May sometime. So that's I can wait. I mean, I'm excited about it, so that's cool. Any other big comic news that we know of? Like, Corey, have you heard anything about, like, Marvel and DC, like, events coming out next year?
No, actually.
Really?
I know they're teasing some stuff, but there's really no... Not that I've seen. I did see that talk about a potential Dark Universe movie that would bring in all the sort of horror DC characters.
Oh, that's a cool movie?
Yeah. What was that?
Oh, wow.
There's Dark Avengers. That's a Marvel, but...
Yeah, that's a Marvel. Yeah. What is this?
Guillermo del Toro. It's going to...
Jeez, potentially name on everything.
Oh, wow. Well, here's something from Robot 6, Corey. DC hints at line-wide crossover in late 2013. No duh. To which I say, duh. Like, really? They're going to do a crossover in 2013? Get out. Yeah,
impossible.
I don't see...
Yeah, I mean, there's just the usual something's going to happen.
Yeah, something's going to happen. Specifics.
Big announcement.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Doesn't look like there's any big, like, crossovers that I can find as far as, like, any events of the big two. Or maybe I just haven't been paying attention. That's why it's part-time fanboy.
Exactly.
So, I don't know. Multiversity?
They're going to have a stealth event.
They're going to sneak in. Well, this looks like a cool series. Multiversity, DC Comics... Grant Morrison and Frank Quietly, which that's got me interested. Looks like exploring the nature of the multiverse in the DC universe, including a visit to the Charlton Comics for an adventure with the classic Blue Beetle. Huh.
Is it going to be another incomprehensible final?
I don't know. It kind of sounds like it, but it says expect something along the lines of Seven Soldiers. Which is not something that I collected. So
Seven Soldiers was pretty cool, but at the end of the day, you know, one of those incomprehensible things.
Yeah. Oh, that's not good. Trinity War. Here we go. Writer probably Jeff Johns. Artist unknown. DC's huge event for 2013. Nobody knows anything about it. And then this sounds really cool because I like Gerard Way, and Becky Cloonan's going to be the artist. True Lives of the Fabulous Killjoys from Dark Horse.
Oh yeah.
And I don't know about you, but I loved Gerard Way's other book,
Umbrella Academy.
The Umbrella Academy. That is like one of my favorite comics of all time too. I've got so many favorite comics of all time, but love this book, and I love that book, and this. So anything that he does, I'll probably be picking up the trade if I get a chance to look at it in some way, shape, or form. You know, maybe I'll pick up the first issue or two if I can get a chance. But yeah, anything that Gerard Way does at this point, as far as comics, I'm in. So. Well, that looks like some of the stuff that's coming up for comics. Oh, X-Men 50th anniversary. Nobody has any idea what's planned, but I don't know. I'm assuming that they're going to start shooting the new Days of Futures Past, right, this year?
Yeah, they may already be, actually.
Let's see.
Yeah.
For the X-Men 50th anniversary, I predict someone will die. Someone will return from the dead.
Nice. And John, well, maybe they'll bring Chris Claremont back for something, or, you know, I don't know. But Chris Claremont, the overwritten dialogue master.
I couldn't just read those. There was so much dialogue on that page.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. All right, so does this conclude our look forward to 2013? I'm sure we'll be talking about a lot of this stuff in the year coming, but... What is any other last thoughts or stuff like that? Crickets.
Crickets chirp.
All right. Well, then I guess this has been another episode of Part-Time Fanboy. That's Corey. That's Ian. That's Paul. And I am Christian. And this has been another, hopefully, engaging episode of Part-Time Fanboy.
Part-time fanboy doing my thing.
I'm not doing part-time.
Part-time fanboy.com.